Senate Bill 18, an act to permit the summary disposition of certain contested cases.
Senate Bill 18 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Whiting.
Madam President, members of the body, Senate Bill 18 provides the same summary judgment provision to administrative cases as it does to civil cases, to court cases. Summary judgment, as I'm sure you all know, is a procedure that allows a judge to decide cases on legal grounds without a full-blown trial, where either there are no contested facts or where there has been no substantial evidence brought to show that the facts are as one party claims. Summary judgment, the whole reason behind summary judgment is that it allows a speedy disposition of legal disputes, and philosophy behind this bill is that that same necessity and desire for speedy disposition applies to administrative hearings as it does to court hearings. The reason that this is being brought is that there is a difference of opinion among hearing examiners and, in fact, among the courts as to whether or not our current law would permit summary judgment in administrative hearings. Some hearing examiners have gone the summary judgment route, and some have not. Some courts have upheld summary judgments as being permissible. Others have not within South Dakota. Hence the need for legislation to clarify this issue. This legislation, this procedure of summary judgment really cuts both ways. It can equally help the petitioner as it can help the defendant. It really doesn't tip the balance one way or the other. It's a judicial expedient that is, the committee certainly feels well worth providing in administrative hearings as we have it in the court system. I'd be willing to answer any questions that you might have.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHuick.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator DeHuick moves that Senate Bill 18.
I would certainly waive the reading of the motion. It has been distributed to the members.
Does any member object to the waiving of the minutes? Is there a second? Remarks on that motion.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. Before you is an amendment that essentially puts the bill into the what I think is the proper form to make it consistent with motions for summary judgment or motions for judgment on the pleadings that we have currently in the circuit court arena. And I would agree with the sponsor of the bill, Senator Whiting, that the import of this legislation is to make it clear that it is possible to move for summary judgment or summary motion on the pleadings at the administrative contested case level. And I would also agree that that ability to do summary judgment has been a bit up in the air for quite some time. Nonetheless, the bill in its current form takes it a step further, and I don't believe that the sponsors of the bill really intended to do that. And the language of the bill currently would permit the agency on its own initiative without motion from either party. That is the agency who sits in the decision-making position, or i.e. the judge, to on its own decide that there is no genuine issue of material fact and that a summary judgment would be appropriate. I would submit that not even in the circuit court arena does the circuit court judge ever on its own initiative undertake such an action, and effectively should not. It is incumbent upon either party to file a motion for summary judgment, at which point in time the decision maker or the agency or the administrative law judge, no doubt, would schedule a hearing that would be for the purpose of taking legal argument on the motion. And so my amendment simply throughout the bill eliminates the ability of the judge, so to speak, to make that motion on their own initiative and make the bill consistent with the practice that we have in the circuit courts today. And I would respectfully request your support of the amendment. Thank you.
Remarks on the motion to amend, Senator Whiting.
Members of the body, I would consider that to be a friendly amendment and clarification.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the motion to amend Senate Bill 18. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 18 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 18. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Ham? Hotmacher? Cleven? Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Hamm.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 9.
Motion is received. A majority vote of the members elect, and Senate Bill 18 is passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.